Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, party people. This is your host, Matt. We are doing Marvel Film Talk, where we talk about Marvel and anything Marvel films, and tonight we're going to be talking about Captain America, Civil War trailer, and
yes,
definitely Captain America, Civil War.
Isn't that trailer awesome?
Yes, it was so good. I mean,
so
that trailer was so.
Give me a quote from the trailer, Matt. Give me a quote.
Sorry, Tony, but he's my friend. I wouldn't do this if I wouldn't have any choice. So was I.
There you go.
Fighting each other.
Love that.
I mean, that's, I can't wait. But still, it's two trailers going up against each other. I love Marvel, but DC versus Marvel is crazy.
Yeah, it's insane.
It was just so good for a trailer. Do we have any other callers?
Not yet, but our number is 516-418-5863. This is the Matt Show, and he's talking about Marvel Film Talk. If you're listening live right now, call in. Our number again is 516-418-5863. And thank you guys for downloading the podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, we are back by popular demand. And also, forgive me, guys, for on the recent podcast when I wasn't there, when Francisco hosted, I got tired on the recent podcast. I had to go back into the Fortress of Solitude for a minute there, well, into Iron Man's armor. I just couldn't
What are you doing on that podcast? That got you so tired.
Oh, I don't know. I had to wake up early the next day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I'm glad we're back tonight. Oh, they're doing a 12 Days of the Deadpool thing right now. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, I am really looking forward to that. The Deadpool movie, that's going.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
You know, at the IMAX, because I saw Star Wars at the IMAX 3D, and at the IMAX 3D, it's at the Chinese theater, you know, where they have the premiere of Force Awakens, and also the premiere of the original 1977 Star Wars was also at the Chinese theater. And they had a Deadpool, like, intro to the IMAX saying, like, hey, guys, hi, I'm Deadpool. And then he's, like, talking, and it's totally Ryan Reynolds in the costume. It was great, and it was just an IMAX, like, commercial.
Wow. Yeah, I think
yeah,
I saw that also
fancy.
Today, because he's they're finally going to have a new trailer on Christmas.
Yeah. Hey, did you text Francesco, Joe, and Chris? Did you tell them you were going to have a show?
Joe. Yeah, I did text
Joe,
earlier, and he's not calling in tonight. He must be busy on Krypton for some reason. I don't know why.
What about Chris? Did you text Chris?
I don't know Chris's phone number. I just know Joe's phone number. But still, I am... But still, also that short look at Black Panther in the trailer, he looks awesome.
Yeah. What about that?
That looks pretty darn cool. I am really looking forward to seeing Black Panther and Captain America.
That looks cool when they're going up against each other.
Yep. Is it like going to be a whole war against all the heroes? Or they?
That's what it looks like. I mean, the title says Civil War.
It looks pretty darn good. I mean, But why are he?
I mean, let's call
Iron
it.
Man?
It's pretty much Avengers 2.5, right?
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much.
I mean, let's
not
be
much.
Serious. Yeah, let's be
Avengers,
serious. Okay.
Yeah,
well, wait, Matt.
Be...
I have the audio for the Captain America trailer. If you want me to play it, and we could talk over it if you want.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Here we go. This is Civil War. It's gonna start soon.
Buck.
Oh, I love that part.
Your mom's name.
I know, right? That was from Ant-Man,
you
remember?
Newspapers in your shoes.
Yeah. I waited through the whole credit scene for that.
I don't do that anymore.
That part was good.
This movie's gonna be so epic.
Right now.
I can't wait.
They're not planning on taking you alive.
Yes. Go Chris Evans.
And the music. I love the music.
Me too.
Captain.
So cool.
Well, a great many people see you
and
as
also
a hero,
the same guy from the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, the general. Is it Betty's dad?
Power and no supervision.
Yeah.
That's something.
Why
couldn't
Bruce Banner be in there? He could just go into that room.
I know.
It's
just like, where is the Hulk? I hope they mentioned something about the Hulk.
Please.
No, I hope so too, because he's got to
right?
Find out where he went. Yeah, because he's going to be in Thor Ragnarok. Oh, I'm going to love that part.
Defensive? Well, it's been a long day.
Iron Man is going to be mean in this movie.
We're no better than bad guys.
Oh, yeah. He really gets you.
Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
Ooh, that part's pretty good.
I just want to make sure we
that was a good line.
Because people that shoot at you usually wind up shooting at me, too.
Ooh, what right there?
You know what's about to happen.
And then Falcon?
Yeah.
Do you really want to punch your way out of this?
Black Widow?
What do we do?
We fight.
Ooh, that's hard.
Here's all, what do we do? Fight.
Sorry, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
I didn't do this if I had any other choice.
Yeah, right here. This is a big one.
Yep.
So was I.
Right here is the big
one. Awesome. That is a fighting pod. So cool.
There we go, guys. The trailer for Captain America Civil War. Please call in to the podcast. We're talking about the trailer for Captain America
Civil
War.
Well, why didn't your friend John call in to this one?
Oh, he called me. He has to wake up early tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what else do you want to talk about?
Oh, the X-Men Apocalypse trailer.
Yeah. Let's talk about that one.
That looks pretty darn good. I think Apocalypse, I love the way how they're going by the X-Men Evolution storyline.
Yeah.
That looks
pretty
darn cool.
The one part of the trailer that took me out was, what's her name? Jennifer Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, this is war. Then don't use it. This is war. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, that sounds like Hunger Games.
Yeah, I never liked the Hunger Games.
Me neither. I never got that.
To see this. Yeah, me neither. I just more into the superhero kind of deal. I am so excited for Quicksilver again. I hope he has a very funny scene. And I am excited for Apocalypse. Is he like going to take control over Magneto? I mean... How is he?
Yeah, that's what it looks like. One of the four horsemen is Magneto.
And is the other horseman Xavier? Because Magneto grabs Charles.
It looks like it. What do you think?
Yeah,
what are your thoughts?
Yeah, because I think Charles is going to become one of the four horsemen. And where was Wolverine? Because... Well, Logan was supposed to be in the trailer because I think he was in the Comic-Con trailer because he, like, says, what the F are you?
Oh. Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen the Comic-Con trailer.
Yeah, because I thought Wolverine was going to be in X-Men Apocalypse. Because we had to see him, what happened to him after he went down in the water till up to the point into the different timeline in Days of Future Past.
Right. And it's funny because, you know, when I saw this X-Men trailer, you know, it was good. Don't get me wrong. But when you compare that to, like, Batman versus Superman, I mean, it's like a joke.
Yeah, it is kind of is because Apocalypse is probably one of the best big villains, and
I
am excited.
Yeah, me too.
Because first we got Deadpool, then we got Batman v Superman, then we got Captain America, Civil War, and then we got X-Men Apocalypse. A whole big summer of superhero movies.
I know. I cannot wait. I really cannot wait.
It's going to be so good.
And do you hear Fox has announced that they will not continue the Fantastic Four franchise. They are going to back and work on a reboot.
What? They're going to keep rebooting Fantastic Four? Don't do it
over
anymore, Fox.
And over,
please.
And over. Because the deal with Marvel is if you guys don't produce any movies, then the rights go back to Marvel. So Fox has to make more movies in order to keep the rights.
So I mean,
like
for goodness sake, Fox, learn your freaking lesson.
I know. How many more reboots do we need?
We need no more reboots. I mean, God, Man of Steel was awesome. The Dark Knight trilogy was awesome. I mean, Fantastic Four sucked. Completely freaking sucked. I went in there.
Did you see that on the big screen?
Not really. At first I thought I liked it. I saw it again. I liked it, but I am asking it for Christmas because I just want it in my Marvel collection.
Oh, okay. So you still want it in your collection. Okay.
Yeah, but some parts were good, some parts were bad. But I thought it was just wrong in how they did Ben Grimm, Doctor Doom. It went off and on.
It was little Looney Tunes. That's what it was.
Yeah, the whole deal when they got their powers. Sue wasn't in there on how they got their powers. It was a very different Johnny Storm. I mean, I did like the originals back in the day, but no. Screw Fantastic Four. I like the MCU a lot better. And like now with Spider-Man. And like with Spider-Man. They've done so good with Spider-Man now that Marvel owns it. I can't wait to see Spider-Man in
That's
going to
be interesting,
Marvel.
Yeah. Well, it's like a co-production with Sony. It's kind of like they're going half and half.
Yep. I also read today in Captain America Civil War that Hank Pym is going to become Giant Man.
Really?
Yeah, because with the Hank Pym tech that he can actually go up to size and become Giant Man, and I haven't heard of Giant Man before.
Me neither. That's the first for me.
Yeah, so that's going to be very, very interesting. Plus, I can't wait for the Gambit movie. Isn't that coming out next year?
Which movie?
Gambit.
Oh, yeah, I think so. Is Channing Tatum still attached to that?
I think so, yeah.
How do you feel about Channing Tatum playing Gambit?
Was he the Gambit in the X-Men Origins 1?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But still, and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. has been kind of on and off this season.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that at all. Tell the audience why Why you're not feeling it this season?
Well, it turns out with the character Inhuman Lash, it was May's husband, ex-husband actually, can turn to that beast Lash and wants to kill all the Inhumans. And we thought Ward was finally dead in the mid-season finale, and then there was an evil Inhuman creature on the distant planet that Simmons was trapped on. And Ward came back, of course. It's like Agent Ward won't die.
Really?
Yeah. And Coulson really wants Ward dead.
Wow, I didn't know Coulson was... Is that pretty evil of him to say that?
Yeah, because Ward earlier killed the love of Coulson's life from a different agency. Yeah. Can we go ahead and call it a close to the podcast?
Yeah, if you want. Yeah. Or
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that.
All right. Guys,
well, we're going to wrap up the show. Give us a wrap out.
All right, guys. This calls an end to the Marvel Film Talk podcast. And I hope you guys have a very Merry Christmas. And talk to you guys soon. Night.
All right, there you go. Thank you, man, and have a good night.
Yep.